Hey everybody, how you doing? It's Jazz Mooney, y'all. What up?
What's up? It's Jammin. Oh, hey, and it's Sangronex.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And you're listening to
Queer Wellness.
Wellness.
Crazy.
R.I.P. Vicente.
Wow.
R.I.P. the chick.
Buenas, buenas. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the last episode of 2021.
I'm so sad, but and, also happy.
And the pre-days before the last full moon of 2021, which is in Gemini.
Gang, gang, do the thing. Come around, do the thing.
Don't say.
This is the Queered Wellness Podcast, where queerdos like us get together in hopes of building community by sharing resources and personal experiences on what has worked and what has not worked when it comes to mental, physical,
can I get an amen?
And spiritual.
Hallelujah.
Wellness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wellness.
Y'all know what time it is. It's the question. It's the question. It's the question of the day.
Should anyone tell me? Is this the question of the day?
Oh, la pregunta.
Hello. Is anyone here? The question of the day. Oh, no. Everybody, before I start this question of the day, I just want to say happy anniversary to us.
What's our anniversary?
Yes, episode 12, baby. Also, happy winter solstice.
Happy winter solstice.
Yeah, I am so happy that I have got to experience all 12 episodes and making them with my little gumdrop buttons. I was going to say thank you. And yeah, I love you, Jasmine, and I love you, Olivia. And on to the question of the day, which is, what has being a part of Queered Wellness taught you? Tell me,
who
somebody.
Who's first? Oli.
Who's furthest away? Who wants to lay on me like a dog?
I do. Exposed.
I think it's hot.
Within the past year, Queered Wellness has not only taught me how to do a group project out of school in real life time, but that not only does our story matter, like our own personal experiences and story matter in general, but you never know how much of an impact you can have on other people and how much other people can relate to your own personal experience and how you can build community just like that. Like, that's how powerful your story is. You can bring community together. And as like vulnerable as it is and how scary as it is and how much it takes a lot of work to face our truths, it is very liberating to be able to connect with others, especially if they relate and they feel seen at the same time as you just by sharing your story. So that's fucking gang.
Yeah.
Gang, gang.
And I'm going to keep doing it.
Oh. Ooh. Tell him. Tell him, Olivia.
You want to go?
Y tú? Owen.
What about y'all?
Queered Wellness has taught me, now mine feels selfish, but it's taught me that it's okay to not be in the shadows all the time, and it's also taught me to create just to create.
Yes.
It's definitely helped me a lot with that, because I think I have this idea of things I want to create all the time, but it's so hard for me to do them because they're not how I want them to be in my head. But this has definitely taught me that it's so worth it just to fucking go for it and do it and see what the fuck happens, because it's amazing at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy.
Amen. Gaming. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. What has being a part of Queered Wellness taught me?
Tell me.
I think more than taught me, it reinforced the idea of community being so important. But also representation. I think that representation is huge. Seeing other folks that are like you, like-minded, and that don't necessarily fit this box of, like, what a queer person should be or should look like.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. Mm-hmm. I think that it matters, and like, being that representation is great, but through Queered Wellness, I've also come across other like-minded folks who are a mirror of myself, and I think that is important in like, my own personal validation, as well as, like, the validation of others in our community. So, thank you, Queered Wellness!
Thank you, Queered Wellness! Thank y'all!
Happy anniversary, bichacha kichi kichi
kata! It's our anniversary! Drop it down low, bend over for me.
Guess what's going on this episode, y'all? It's another exercise to get to know your perception of your soul. Literally your soul. Like, this activity is going to be exploring your soul. It's short, but it's cool. Join us. And it's going to tell us about how you view your higher self and how you view your current thinking. Also, shout out to the main facilitator, aka, I don't know what she is, but she's on TikTok. Bella Inter. I don't know. Bella Inter. Belinter.
Belinter. That's what it is.
So Bella, Inter, on TikTok. Find her, do more of her exercises, and that is the credit that we're shouting out right now. So, let's get on with it. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Do we need a pen and a paper?
It's a more of like a one question kind of exercise this time.
Okay.
So, I think you'll be fine. So, this is the scenario. Your soul has left your body because you're dead. You have passed away. Your body.
Yeah, I'm feeling
light. Yeah, right? Like, I'm like, okay, cool.
Good, girl.
So, imagine your soul is out. Your soul is out. Your soul is off this earthly plane. What does your soul look like? What form has it taken on now that it has left your body and it has left the earthly plane? You have options to choose from. So there's option number one. Your soul is the same size and shape as it was when it left your body. Two, your soul remains in its human form. So it looks like your human form, but it expands in size. Three, your soul is tiny. Like, it's still human-shaped, but like a fairy. Or, number four, your soul has no defined form. It's like a cloud. It's like fire. It's like the wind. So, should we talk about the answers first? Which ones y'all choose, and then what it says about you?
All right, so I pictured myself kind of like floating in space, and my body itself was like floating in space, with like my arms kind of like falling back and like my legs falling down. And then my actual like spirit soul or whatever, it came out of my body the same size of my body and then only got like a little bigger, but not much bigger. It was just like same size. But, like, really cool colored. like vapor, but rainbow. Okay, that's my soul.
Vapor rainbow? Vapor rainbow. I pictured mine like small, like a fairy, in a sense.
That's so cute.
I thought it was cute too.
But like,
because you're so giant.
Yeah, I left so my like, big old body behind. You're it's like, just me like, whoa, bitch, I'm like, out.
That's why you felt super light. You're yeah, like, damn. Like,
wow. This feels crazy. And then it was more like, it's kind of, mine like more of like a flame, like fire. Mm. So like it would change colors, like how a flame does, like yellow, orange, blue, green.
But you were tiny like a fairy?
But tiny, yeah.
Okay, all right. Oli?
For me, it was definitely undefined, like...
Invisible?
I was gonna say more like puke. But like
chunky liquid?
Puke of light. Like where, like, yeah, it was just like, because you know, liquid, yeah, it's like.
Oh, I know what you mean. Like, throw up glitter.
Yeah, so I pictured my soul as, well, just light. So, but like.
What do you mean, puke, light?
But.
Like, no gravity.
Like, in terms of visually, it's just like, light.
Like, pastel.
Like, that's what it looks like.
Oh, like white.
Yeah, like a white, pure light. And then, in terms of. It was definitely like a cloud. So it can kind of just like shape shift, like expand, contract, do whatever the fuck it wants. Be a cloud.
All right. What does this mean?
Tell us.
What does this mean?
So there's a lot in terms of what it means, actually.
Okay.
Let me tell you. So how you picture your soul is how you feel about yourself right now. So if your soul remains in the same size and shape as your human form right now, you have the greatest thing in life. A lot of self-esteem. So
that's me.
Yep. You accept yourself. Flaws and all, you accept yourself, you appreciate life, and keep the same attitude, mostly.
I don't even want to know mine.
Perfectly imperfect.
Dude, I definitely, when I heard her response in terms of mine, I was like, let's talk about it, because,
yeah, I mean. Who is this bitch? Now I want to know.
I do kind of want to look at her background, because I'm like,
I do too.
Please mind you that we are not professionals. We don't know if she's a professional. This is just,
but it's
you
fun. Know,
yeah, join us. Join us on a journey, because why the fuck not? Let's discover our higher selves and what,
let's and do some self-reflecting. And if we do end up disagreeing with it, we still have a deeper look into whatever the fuck we are.
Yeah, it's a reason to dive deeper, and it's something to dig into. Like,
boom, boom.
What are we talking about here? So, yeah, life is a journey, and life is a journey of discovery for you if your soul remains in the same size and shape as your human form. And if your human form, if your soul retains a human form but expands in size, you're not entirely happy with the way life is right now. You see yourself as yet to achieve bigger and better things in life. There is a slight dissatisfaction that you're not there yet. However, that dissatisfaction can be a source of inspiration for you, but you need to learn to control it. Otherwise, it could quickly be that inspiration can quickly become a spiral of thinking you're not good enough, or you're not doing enough. Ooh. Or you're not, you know, accomplishing the things that you set out to be and you know that you are capable of doing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm a little bit of both.
Yeah, because you said yours got bigger.
Not hella, but just a little baby bit.
But it's bigger.
A little bit, yeah.
It's bit. You said bigger. Anyways.
So, if you are... if your soul...
Yeah, you ain't perfect.
Cut.
So, if your soul was small like a fairy... If your soul was small like a fairy, you feel like you have not discovered who you are yet or what makes you feel great. You tend to often think, what's wrong with me? It's important to remember we're human and we're all imperfect. if you can accept that and strive for and not strive for perfection, you might enjoy life a little more.
Mm. How you feel about that, Jeremy?
Okay.
I mean,
that's it.
Yeah.
Well, does it resonate or does it not resonate? Like,
we didn't ask you if yours resonated with you.
Well, it kind of does.
Do we want to talk about it?
Yeah. Seems like you want answers. What are your answers about yours?
For mine? Obviously, I'm dissatisfied with this life a little bit because...
Capitalism.
Yeah. Gang, gang. Boom. Capitalism. Like, I think that I really do deserve to be roaming free in the forest and...
Titties out.
Eating off the land.
Grapes in mouth.
Not having to pay sun rent. You know, so yeah, I'm dissatisfied, and a part of me is excited for my next life, however that may be. Hopefully it's not in a capitalistic society, but at the same time, like I said, like, life is a gift, so I'm pretty content with the choices I make, because the choices I make are the choices I make, and at the end of the day, I'm pretty happy with the person I am, and the people, especially, that I have around me.
Bada bing! Bada boom.
Bing bong.
Bing bong, bitch. Okay, that was good.
What about you, Fairy?
What did mine say again?
Do you feel that you have not yet discovered who you are? And what makes you feel great?
It's not that I don't know who I am. I definitely feel like I know who I am. It's just, like, capitalistic shit that I haven't figured out yet. You know?
Like adulting shit?
Like society shit.
Mm.
You know, like career shit.
Like
what are you going to do in life? Like, it's like, I know what I'm doing in life. I'm a great person. I'm nice. I love my friends.
Right.
But in terms of, like, what they want you to do. That pressure of, like,
what are you going to do with your life? Or what are you going to do to make a living?
What direction are you going in?
That's weird, too.
It's like I'm going in every direction, and what's wrong with that?
My bitch, I'm the wind.
A lot of people place their value in, like,
their work,
what they do.
That's what I'm saying.
As far as, like, a capitalistic society goes.
Yeah.
Which, it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, like, when you meet somebody, sometimes they'll be like, oh, so what do you do? I feel like it's mostly in movies, but so what do you do? And it's like, why?
Does that even matter?
Yeah, like, why don't you ask me what do I do to find fulfillment? What do I do to make myself happy? What do I do to...
Are you doing things to make yourself happy?
What do you like doing on your days off?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what makes you feel worthy outside of capitalism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really who I'm trying to party with.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
It's like, sorry, I don't want to hear about your boring ass job.
Oh, God.
Don't even get me sported on my job.
Slavery.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. All right, next.
I really do like, for the fairy one, it does say, like, remember that we're all human and that we're all imperfect, because coming from a perfectionist and as a human, that is a very good reminder, is because I'd be forgetting. I'm, like, my own biggest critic, so.
Same.
Thanks, Bea. How do you say it? Bella.
Belainter.
Belainter. Thanks, Belainter. for that reminder. So, if your soul is without any defined form, this makes you indifferent. You're not upset about your shortcomings, but you're neither proud of them either. Sometimes you don't care about yourself at all, and things don't seem to be important to you, which either can make you profoundly shallow or profoundly wise.
Ooh, what are you? Well, what was yours again? You were, like, nothing too. Not nothing, but, like,
a cloud. Shapeless.
I was a cloud, yeah.
Shapeless.
I don't know. I kind of want to fight. makes you indifferent. Yeah, I agree with that. I tend to be, like, indecisive. What's indifferent?
That's the same thing.
Right?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Indifferent.
It's like you can't choose.
Which I am kind of taking as a insult, but also, like, I know it's not. But the only reason I'm taking it as an insult, because my defenses are like I know I'm indecisive. Like, that's one thing I struggle with. Like, I'm trying to figure it out, and why are you calling me out on my indecisiveness, kind of thing. And then everything else, I'm like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I... So you're not upset about your shortcomings, but neither proud of them either. I get pretty upset about my shortcomings, actually. But I'm learning to, again, not be so highly critical of myself and just enjoy how far I have brought myself, because it's a lot to be thankful for.
Amen.
Don't care about yourself at all sometimes. I don't feel like that resonates anymore. I definitely used to be like that, but now I'm like, bitch, try to self-destruct. I swear to God, I will check you.
I swear to God, I'm gonna make you drink a smoothie and go on a hike right now.
I swear to God, we're gonna work on your mental health.
We're about to pull a card and write about it.
You gonna go on a morning, lunch, and afternoon walk. And this is gonna be good.
I'm really happy that we all are different.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
Like, it's the trifecta.
It's the trifecta, motherfucker.
We're the trifecta, you guys. You know what I'm saying?
I'm fucking with the trifecta.
Did you guys like that journey?
Yes.
Can you guys write us and let us know?
Of course.
Okay, but also I do want to mention, sorry, I get excited about this thing that I learned from one of my favorite astrologers, because we were talking about capitalism and how, like, you know, like, hopefully the next life is going to be better. This astrologer talked about her beliefs, like, in terms of, because, you know, she has a connection, her own connection to the universe, and she says that Earth is one of the most difficult places to live, to have, like, an experience, or I don't think all lives are called lives, but, you know, like, as a, yeah.
An experience.
And so that's why it's so hard being here. But compared to, like, other beings that aren't living life on Earth, they're not evolving at a rate that we are, because other places aren't as difficult to be in. So that personally helped me a whole fucking lot, because, one, it's affirming that, like, thank you, my hard work is continuously, like, evolving me, like, not only, like, in this Earth, but on, like, a huge universal level. Like, bitch, I'm evolving more than other beings on other planets. Not to compare, but,
so,
like,
being human is like a hit workout.
Parkour, bitch. Fucking parkour.
Yeah, dude, yeah, it's like hit, evolve, and
okay,
then you're dead.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Andale.
Well, I mean, if we can get through this human life, then we can get through anything.
Exactly. Even
preacher.
And we don't get out of lives, so we all get through it.
Okay.
I can't wait to die with you guys.
And I can't, like, it just makes me very thankful to just all the work that we do on Earth. I don't even remember my thought, because I got distracted with doo-doo.
Oh my God.
But all the work that we do on Earth, like, not only not only does it, like, you know, benefit us in this lifetime, but it's going to help us in the next one, too. Like, bitch, I survived Earth.
But also, not only is it going to help people in our lives after this, it's going to help the people that we surround ourselves with daily, right? Because if we're doing the work, then our relationships will naturally fall into place or out of whatever should not be. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing the work, whatever will be, and whatever will fall. And that is what we need out here. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, anyway, that's it for the happy anniversary episode.
Happy anniversary!
We're hugging right now.
I know. I wish you guys could see.
I wish you could hear our hug.
Hug yourself. Hug whoever's so next good. To you.
You know when you see a cute little puppy and you just want to squeeze your butt cheeks and your face and all your muscles? That's how it feels hugging you guys. Anyway, thank you for joining us on this journey.
Kissy, kissy.
What is 2022 gonna bring you?
I'm ready.
I wanna know. What is it gonna bring me? Oh, actually, it's gonna be real good. Y'all, do y'all have the pattern app? Cause it's good shit coming for me, at least.
Really? What do you?
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Oh, shit.